having birthdays, Anna and Ashley. And there's many more later down in the month. Just want to say happy birthday to each and every one of you. Get Buford to get us a song. I just want to say it's nice to see everyone out. It's good,
amen.
Good thing to be back in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Number 384Z.
Be flat.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody. Good to be in the house of God. Oh, I guess I can use that to find something else again.
God sent His Son. They call Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. And if He prayed His answer, my Savior.
Things a little different for a little while. I'm going to start taking up the offering stuff at the end of the service.
Bless you, buddy.
And start taking prayer requests at the end of the service.
Right.
And I'm going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning just to ask Him to come and visit us. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, Lord, I just want to thank You, Lord, for another day, Lord. And I just pray, Lord,
yeah,
that You come down, Lord, and fill the room with the Holy Ghost Spirit, Lord. And pray, Lord, that you have your hands upon us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Give you for what he needs, Lord, and give our pastor what he needs, Lord, as he gets up here and preaches, dear Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you do for each and every one of us. I give you the honor and the praise for it all. In Christ Jesus' precious name I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Buford, you want
to? I've been a lot of change for me.
Amen.
Seen a lot of change.
I just want to say, if anyone gets anything on their heart, you know, don't be scared to interrupt me for any reason. You know, I'll shut up.
Bless you, buddy.
You know, I'm going to go to my scripture. You know, I got this through the night the other night, and I asked the Lord just to give me something, you know, and I woke up thinking about this. I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 26. Say amen when you get there. I'm going to start with verse 14. The one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time, he sought an opportunity to betray them. I'm going to go over to chapter 27, verse 3. Then Judas, which had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. You know, I think people are just looking for a reason to be able to get out of church, you know, and to betray the one that saved their soul, you know. And I don't know what for. I mean, money? Yeah, they're giving money all over the place. It don't mean nothing. It ain't going to get you into heaven. You know, maybe he didn't answer a prayer the way you thought he should answer it. But, you know, he probably answered it for the best, for your best, you know. And I don't understand why people are afraid to come to church. You know, the highways are just packed. I know people's going everywhere. They're going to Walmart, Lowe's. You can't get in these places. People don't want to work, don't want to provide for their family. They want handouts. You know, the world is handing out just left and right. And what's the world going to come to? You know, it's just by the faith that we have in our Lord and Savior that we're going to make it to heaven.
Amen.
You know, and I don't want to sell out my Lord and Savior. In no way. Amen. You know, this world ain't got nothing to offer. I ain't saying I'm perfect. I ain't saying I don't miss church. I may miss a Sunday or two. But if at all possible, I'm going to be here on that church pew, you know, serving the one that saved my soul.
Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for him and thankful for all that he does. And, you know, when he come into my life, he changed me.
Amen.
You know, I used to have a heart that was so hard that I wouldn't care to ran over you if you was standing out in the road. I mean, that's how far I went. You know, but praise God, he saved me.
Amen.
He saved my soul, and I'm going to serve him with all my ability, you know. Maybe I don't serve him the way Buford served him, but, you know, he knows my heart.
Amen.
And he searches our heart. So he knows what's inside.
Amen.
And if you've got if you've backslid on the Lord, just whatever. If you've not been saved, just ask him into your heart. You know, as long as he's dealing with, as long as he's still speaking to you, you have a chance.
Amen.
But if he quits speaking, that's when it's too late. You know, and I'm just so thankful for the Lord this morning, and thankful for this church, you know.
Amen.
for each and every one of you. I was telling Brother Gene, you know, if he was to come back today, you know, what it would be, how nice it would be just to go up with my family here.
Amen.
you know, with each and every one of you. That's what I'm looking for. You know, even if we don't go together, we'll meet up as long as we're ready. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Brother Paul, and I'll take up prayer request stuff after he gets done preaching.
Praise the Lord. He's one thing I know. I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
Come on, Dad. Bring him youngins up here.
Praise the Lord.
They're going to sing a song this morning. You pray for them. God help them, bless them, strengthen them. I don't know what's on the menu. It's good to be in the house of God on Mother's Day. And Buford, he said some things there that kind of brought back a lot of memories. Anyway, it's good to be in the house of God. Lord, help these youngins. Put something in their heart they'll carry with them all the days of their lives.
We want to sing a song for mothers today. You guys want to say something? No? Go ahead.
Happy Mother's Day for all the mothers out there.
Bless you, son.
Anybody else? Okay. This old song I want to... They've been wanting to sing for their mothers, so hope you get blessed.
My dream mother walked up those heavenly stairs, and medals for mothers were given up there. They mentioned a million things Mom did for me, things I took for granted and never did see. If there's medals for mothers, for all the deeds they have done, if there's medals for mothers, then Mama, you'd win every one. A medal for honor was pinned on her there, a medal for patience and kind loving care, a medal for duty she'd won up above, but the greatest of all was the one for her love. There's medals for mothers for all the deeds they have done. If there's medals for mothers, then Mama, you'd win everyone. Yes, Mama, you'd win everyone.
Bless you, Dave. Bless you, guys. He said it. He sang out there, if there's medals, that she won every one. And Buford in Sunday school there talked about that virtuous woman. She's a crown to her husband. And but he goes on to say her a little bit, but if not, trusting in the Lord is rottenness to the bone. And I'm glad this morning we've been blessed to have a good mom. A lot of you, most of you do, and some still have them, some of you don't. But they've instilled a lot of things in us. I remember growing up, he talked about tonsillitis. I seemed like I had that a lot when I was growing up. Mine eventually rotted out and got rid of it. That's what they said anyway. But I always dread telling Mama. I'd always hate to tell her I had a sore throat. So here she'd come. Let me see. And worked hard, hands bled, and we raised tobacco and all that, and she'd always stick that old finger in my mouth and always taste like tobacco. Well, we grated tobacco and worked tobacco, and just a lot of things. It brings back memories, don't it? And but the way we was brought up, I thought everybody's brought up like that. We didn't know much about having a lot of pleasures of life. But good to be here today. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate the church. And I hope something will be said, done to help you and bless you. And we want to talk to you a little bit this morning about Mother's Day. And there's a lot we could say, but let me read again what Buford just read
but I'm going to read just partials of it. But and I've been preaching on a thought for the last little while. Do you see her? Can you see her?
Thank you, young man.
I mean, I can't. If the Lord lets me live here directly, we're going to maybe see Mom sometimes today. And you know, we've always done, I guess, as far as I remember, we've done the oldest and the youngest mother, but the way things are such out of whack, we've just got all the mothers, all the women something after church, and Lou will be giving it the back door. But I wonder if people really see it, the church. I look back there at Robert and Vicky and Edwin and Jaden and see that family there. It's good to see all of them here together. Usually it's one working and one not, but it's good to see families together. It's good to see the church coming back, people joining together. And I'm still looking for Sue. I'm still looking for Bill. I'm still looking for your loved ones. I'm looking for your daughter right there, right behind Bobby and Lisa. Looking for God to still do a work in our midst. But anyway, you stay with me this morning. I'm not going to say anything about this scripture. Try not to. But I want you to just look at Proverbs 31 with me again. If you'll stand the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, I'm going to read about five verses. And think about this today. And then we're going to the Gospels. You out there that's in the parking lot, and we appreciate everybody being here. You out there that's tuned in by the church website, and however you're tuned in, I pray God would speak to us today. But anyway, in Proverbs chapter 31, verse number 10, says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She'll do him good, not evil, all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like a merchant ship, which bringeth her food from afar. She ariseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens." You may be seated in the house of God this morning. And you know, we look at this scripture, and we're kindly inclined to believe and to think. I know we got a lot of good moms. I know that. And I know that we got there's a lot of good mothers out there. But as we look at the church, and we know and we see that the things that we've been through, the storm that we've been through, now we see here that real mother, that true mother. I mean, she when it gets cold, she's there. I mean, she knows that there's a need of food. She knows that there's a need of clothing. She knows that there's a need to provide for somebody else. And we see and that virtuous woman. I mean, who can find a church? Who can find a place that where they can be fed, where they can be clothed, where they can be nurtured, where they can be brought up? Who can find a place like that? I mean, I know today, guys, I mean, look literally around us. Look at moms forsaking their children. Look at churches forsaking their children. Look at places forsaking their responsibility to raise up women, good godly women that can bring honor to their husband, church that can bring honor to the Heavenly Father through our life and through our words and through our deeds and through what we do. A mom, she'll always be the last one to eat. She'll always always be the last one to get a drink. She'll always be the last one. Why is that? That love for her children, to honor her husband and to respect and not bring any blaspheme to the word and the ways of God. But look here with me now in St. John chapter number 2. St. John chapter number 2. I mean, there's a lot can be said today, but here we are on Mother's Day, and we think about your natural mother, and we think about our natural mother. We think about our spiritual mother, the church. We know this morning that, brother, that Jesus talked about Jerusalem being the mother of all. And we know this morning that that was the beginning. That was the surrounding of the worship. When you think about Jerusalem and Israel, you think about the starting point or the focus of worship. And I know today there's been a lot that still honors Israel and still honors Jerusalem and still a certain place and a certain part of that in their mind. And I don't know about you. I know it's a land. I know it's a country. But I know one thing. The Bible said when Jesus talked about Jerusalem, the mother of all, we know that he's talking about the church of the living God, where Mary was, where Bethlehem of Judea, there that where all this began and all this started here. But we want to look this morning in St. John at the very first miracle that was recorded in the Word of God this morning, and the words of a mother, and the words of that virtuous woman, and the words, brother, that men paid attention to and followed up and done what mother said to do. Here was a wedding here in Canaan of Galilee in John chapter number 2. Let me read verse number 1 and 2. The Bible said, he said, St. John 2 and 1 said, and the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called his disciples to the marriage. Now think about this morning. We see here and we recognize here that we know today that the church is the bride of Christ. We know that that we are the bride of Christ, and we know that there was something that was going on and something was taking place here. And he talked about a wedding here, and there's a celebration going on here. And the Bible said, brother, they got to a place in their in the ceremony or a place in the service where that they ran out of the main thing. They ran out of the main thing, and we know that was wine. And we know that here this is where Jesus turned the water into wine. And brother, the Bible said there was all there, and the disciples. And brother, they come to Jesus, and then they told him, "Well, we're out of wine." Listen, what it is, guys, in that day, and here you'll see the servant at the end of it. They serve the very best at first, and then after a man drinks a little bit of it, they go to pulling the best of the best away and setting the worst. But in the end of the story, we see there, brother, word that they saved the best until last. I'll tell you why they saved the best unto last, brother. Because they done what the mother said. Brother, there's 6 water pots there. And brother, the Bible said that he said, go fill them up. And they did. And they come back, brother. What am I getting at this morning? And what I'm saying, the third day there was a marriage. And brother, and the mother was there. I'll guarantee you, brother, on the third day the Son of God got up. I guarantee you the Trinity, the Holy Ghost of God, brother, where mama is, there'll be the Holy Ghost, there'll be the Comforter. And you know what mother said? I said, whatever he bids you to do, go and do it. Who is that virtuous woman? Where is that virtuous woman? Who could find a virtuous woman? She'll be honored by her husband. Our Heavenly Father, our church service, our worship service, all that we do, we ought to bring honor to our Heavenly Father. Why is that? There's a marriage going on in Galilee. I know this morning, praise God, there's some out there that's under the sound of our voice. You ain't where you need to be with God, and you need to get right with Him. You, her husband trusts us in her. Can you be trusted of the Lord? Are you willing to give to the need of the mother? Are you willing to help the mother supply the needs of the people around you? You pray this morning, hopefully, Lord willing, we want to start Sunday school back next Sunday for the young'uns downstairs. You pray for that, and you get Gene and Pat up. Reckon been downstairs cleaning and painting and trying to get ready, but praise God, I mean, like Sammy said, everything in the world's open. Let's open our classes back up and teach the children the ways of God. Amen. Notice, let me, I've not really got to where I'm going yet, but I want you to pay attention to this. There was a marriage in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. That virtuous woman is there. I know that, well, I'm not going there, but there's a whole lot we could say about Mary, and there's a whole lot that we couldn't say about Mary. But I know one thing, she found favor in the eyes of God, and she conceived of the Holy Ghost and brought forth a son, and his name was Jesus, and there was a wedding going on, and Jesus' mother was there. Now turn with me over here to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter number 12. We could say a lot. And but a mother will always have a special place in your heart. You know, you read Proverbs 31, and maybe your mother don't meet those marks, but you want her to. Maybe I've talked to a pastor this week, and they're closing churches and not opening up, and they're not going to open up, and people are starving to death for the gospel and of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want that for the mother. We don't want that for churches to close. We want the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of the mother church. We want it to go out and churches to grow. You go by Lowe's yesterday, you couldn't find a parking place. Go by Walmart this morning, fighting for parking spots up there. Where in the name of God are people at? I mean, why is our churches fading away? Nobody concerned about the mother, and nobody concerned about getting the message across. I don't feel good, I'm sick, I'm this, I'm that. I say this morning, we're without excuse. We need to get our priorities straight. And get our priorities straight and realize that there's something going on. And Jesus's mother is involved in it. She's in the midst of it. You'll see in St. John chapter number 12. I want you to look at this with me. Now if this ain't what Mother's Day is all about, if this ain't what the virtuous woman is all about, if this ain't what the end time belief ought to be, and the getting prepared to meet the Lord, if this ain't the purpose and the mission of the church, I've completely missed it, but I don't believe I have. Who is the virtuous woman? There was a first miracle going on here at the wedding in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And they run into an issue and a problem, and the mother said, "Whatever he saith, do it." And they done it, and she always provides. She'll always make a way when it seems so impossible. But here Jesus is in St. John or St. Matthew chapter number 12. And Jesus is, let me go on down here. Let me just kind of talk about what he's talking about right here. The story's touched, well, I'm not going to go all the way back to it, but he begins to tell about in this chapter the religion and the religious crowds and traditions and the showbread and the corn and so on and so forth. And Jesus went on to say, he said, "A house that's divided cannot stand." And I said all that to say this: when a virtuous woman stops giving honor to her husband, stops giving honor to the, and when a church stops giving honor to its heaven Heavenly Father, the Mother Church, there'll always be division. Amen. Who left their first love? Who said it in Revelation? Church that left their first love. What causes leaving our first love? It's always division. It's always a problem. It's always disrespectful. It's always not honoring one another. But if we'll do what the Word of God said and honor the Word of God and honor the Mother Church, I still say God's church can still grow. Amen. And then he goes on to talk about here, before we pick up right here, reading right here, he tells them, he said, "Go on, make your fruit good or make it bad. You can't straddle a fence, either be a sheep or a goat, either be a child of God or a child of the devil, whichever one you want. You can't straddle a fence, and if you straddle a fence, you're just going to cause division in the house of God." Well, I ain't got to where I'm going yet, but hang on. Jesus went to talking about judgment that was to come. And he tells them at the last, before we get into what we're going to read, he said, everybody's looking for a sign. What does this corona mean right now? What does this mean? What does that mean? Is this a sign from God? God said this, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There'll be no more signs and than that of Jonah in the belly of the whale, and the Son of God in the heart of the earth, 3 days and resurrected from the dead." He said, and Nineveh have repented. America, as much as they've seen and heard, have they done order repented a long time ago, but now it's getting worse and worse and worse, and judgment's on its way. And if we don't turn to the Mother Church and turn back to God, destruction's around the corner. Amen. And then right here, he picks up right here in the 12th chapter. He goes on talking about, if a man turns back from God, he's going to be 7 times worse. Now you can take that however you want it. Look at this country. I'm sad to say, in a country that was founded upon the Word of God and the men lived and fought and died for the freedom and the liberty that we have now, such disrespect and such dishonor to the United States of America, and the American flag, the Christian flag, and the brotherhood of the house of God being disrespected. I'll tell you, beloved, destruction's around the corner. But look right here what Jesus said. In verse number 46, and while he yet talked, what was he talking about? What was he saying? What I just talked to you about. That's what the mood and the attitude was there when Jesus began to talk to him. Somebody said, "You going to your mama's day?" "No, my brother, my sister-in-law, that brother-in-law's there, and I can't stand her, and I'm not going there." Won't you come down Lick Creek? Well, I would. Paul wasn't a pastor down there. Division and destruction. That ain't what the mothers are saying. The mothers weeping because of the slain daughters of the house of God. I tell you this morning, it's time we wake up and repent and get things fixed up with God and get back in the house of God. Amen. But anyway, while he was yet talking, verse 46, and while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak with him. People trying to get where Jesus is. Brethren and people standing without, trying to get where Jesus is. You remember the wedding at the Cana of Galilee? You ever notice how special a wedding is? I don't care what they say. I was lost as a ball in high weeds at Bible Chapel Church, and Donnie Bible and myself and my brother, we standing there at the front of the church, and lo and behold, the doors was open. There was a woman back there that was coming to meet me, and she was going to take my name, and we got married. I'm still saying this morning, guys, there's still a lot of people out there standing without, trying to get where Jesus is. Thought about Judy much more than got out of bed this morning. Mother's Day. Thought about how Buck felt. How he must have felt. Other ones here today that's lost your mother and your wife and your maid and so on. I just wonder how you feel. But look at this right here, guys. After all that commotion in that Matthew 12, and it leads up he turns to his disciples, and there they are after he had just pronounced and said what he said, and people trying to get to him. I wonder how he feels today. I read this yesterday and cried. When they took him up there and they spit on him, They covered his face and covered his head and slapped him through the face and spit on him and said, "Tell us now who just hit ye." I tell you, out there, beloved, he knows who's mocking him. He knows who's spitting in his face. He knows. You might think you've got a sack over his head, but he knows every slap you make to her. Tell you this, I growed up in Reagan Holler. We didn't have nothing. And then I left the house about 16 years old, bought a car, started drinking, started rambling, started running, thought I knowed more than everything. My mama turned again me. But there's one thing I never did do. I never did hit my mother. And I've never raised my hand to my wife. But you look, when they pulled that sack over his head, smacked him and said, "Now tell us who hit you." He knows who's trying to get to him. He knows who's running from him. He knows who's not obeying him. I'm telling you something, guys. There's something going on in the house of God, and the mother's there, and we better be doing what she says. Amen. Let me tell this, and I don't know, it just come to me. Up at work Tuesday was National Day of Prayer. He wanted me to go out in the courtyard and pray with the residents. Well, 10 out of 2, nothing had been done. Here stood the administrator and myself and two assistants and the boss, their boss. It hadn't brought nobody out there, hadn't done nothing. Till about 10 or 12, 10 or 15 minutes out or two, they made an announcement over the intercom. 3 showed up, and I said all that to say that. I mean, praise God, the announcements went out. The preparation has been made. Why can't we come to the house of God? And all of a sudden at 2:30, they made another announcement. And I was walking through the parking lot spraying weed killer, thinking about killing sin. I got to seeing people get out there and form around the flagpole. There must have been 50 people in a circle. Here I am spraying weed killer. Somebody said, "Come on, Paul." So I just took God. So God just blessed me with His power and His spirit and His anointing. Got right out there in the middle of that thing, surrounded by people they didn't hold hands, and I wanted to get them to. But I thought maybe that's a little bit much right now. But we got them out there, and I got to talking about Gideon getting out there. I was circling around the enemy in the glass and breaking the glass and shouting the praise to the God of Gideon, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and me and you, the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I say praise God when something's going on. I know you might get mad. I know you might get aggravated at your mother, but she ain't done nothing to you. Just being disrespectful to her. And amazing, since that day, since Tuesday, some of them still just walk by me and look at me like a cow looking at a new gate. Told my boss the other day, you can talk about me like a dog. You better not talk about my wife, or you better not talk about the church. That'll get me fuzzed up. That's how respectful we ought to be to the church and the house of God and each other. But let's go on right here. Verse 46 again. While he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brother stood without, desiring to speak to him. Even his mother and his brother was wanting to get to him. Can't you see the picture of the church now? Can't you see out there, beloved, under the sound of our voice, there's people trying to get to where Jesus is. There's family, there's brothers and sisters and family and people of God. Hey, you preachers out there, there's people out there trying to get to Jesus, and you're blocking the door. Verse number 47, then one said unto him, behold, they turned to Jesus and said, hey, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak with thee. Here Jesus is in the midst. And one of them turned to him and said, your mama, your brethren's trying to get to you. Honey, there's a wed. There's something going on. People's eyes need to be opened to the house of God and the church of the living God. There's people trying to get to Jesus. Well, listen to me this morning. Places that closed, that's decided not to open back up. What are we going to say at the judgment bar of God when people say, when the Lord said, there's people trying to get to me and you wouldn't allow it? Husbands out there, wives out there, children out there, when we stand before God and we hear that nobody told me about Jesus. There's people right now trying to get to Jesus, and the only way they can get to him is through the mother. Now, what kind of mother are we portraying? What kind of mother are we today? Look at the mother today. Look at the mother today. Look how the mother dresses. Look how the mother talks. Look how the mother hey, I'm going to preach it anyway. He said, go into all the world and tell them the good news of the Son of God, that they might believe, that they might be saved and be born again and be changed like Sammy said. But I tell you, there's more world in the church now than there ever has been. Entertainment. Money, nickels and noses. What's the mother portraying now? What does the mother really look like now? What does the virtuous woman really look like now? What have we done to the virtuous woman? And I don't know why this always is in my mind. We've stopped walking in the last 2 weeks. We don't walk like we did. Some of you will get this, some of you won't. But always in my mind, we've walked over roots and dead rocks and different things, and my wife always goes before me, and I watch her. Sometimes she stumbles over rocks and stumbles over roots, and maybe I can't remember exactly when, maybe years ago, I seen her fall one time and she skinned her knee. I'm always aware of that. I'm always aware of somebody falling and falling down and not getting back up. Hey, Lord God, help us in order to break our heart to see our mother falling, in order to break our heart to see our mother declining. Who is a virtuous woman, and who can find one? I tell you where she's at. She's at the wedding. Amen. Telling the people, do what he says. And if we'll do what she says, the barrels will be full. Virtuous woman, she go out and gets her flax. That means, brother, the mother, she goes out and brings things in that's useful in the house of God. Hey, thy mother and thy brethren stand without desiring to see ye. Look here what Jesus said. For desiring to speak with thee, verse 47 again. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without. They're on the outside desiring to speak with thee. What are we going to say to the mother's son? What's going to be our reply to him when we do get to him? What's going to be our response when we do see the Son of God, when we do find the Son of God? Listen out there today. You can be disrespectful to a lot of things and a lot of places and a lot of people, but you better be careful being disrespectful to the mother. You've got a responsibility. I've got a responsibility. There's people standing without on the outside trying to get to the mother. We go out rock batter every Sunday, see my mamma. Everybody called her mom. I don't care what time of day you went out there. We was always there for dinner most of the time. But any time of the day, or night, you could go in there and there'd be an old bed sheet that was wore out that you couldn't use no more. She'd cut in half. There'd always be a covering on some food. There'd always be food. It'd always be food at Mama's house. It'd always be food at Mama's house. And I'm saying this morning, what in the name of God we serving at Mama's house now? It don't matter to me what you serve down there. Well, that's obvious. There's people standing without wanting to get in, wanting to see the mother, wanting to see the Son of God. Let's see what Jesus' reply was that. In verse 48, and he answered and said to him that told him, he said, you asked me a question. He said, I'm going to ask you one now. Who is my mother? Got a question mark on it. And who are my brethren? Who is that virtuous woman? Who is that woman that said, whatever he says, go do it? Who is the one that gave birth to you? You might have got saved along the side of the road. You might have got saved in the ditch. You might have got saved in the field or in the closet or at home or wherever you are. But I'll tell you one thing. If you don't come and see mother, you're being very disrespectful. verse 48. But he answered and said unto him that told him, Who is my mother and who is my brethren? And he stretched forth his hands toward his disciples. Hey, you want to know who they are? You want to know who they are? You want to know who they are? Behold, my mother and my brother. See, guys, they told him that his mama, his mother was standing and his brother are without wanting to come in. Jesus turned. He said, all right then. He said, you've asked me a question. He said, I'm going to show you who my mother and my brother is. He stretched forth his hand and said, right here they are. Them that'll honor me. Them that'll respect me. Them that won't shut the door in my face. There's been things in my life and my mom's life that things that have happened over the years that I'm ashamed of that I'll never tell nobody. But I don't look at those things. I look at the way they are now. It's not that what we used to be. It's what we are right now. He said right here, stretched forth his hands toward his disciples and said, Behold, my mother and my brother. In verse number 50, And whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, whoever will do what my Father says, which is in heaven, whoever will receive the gift of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He said, whoever will accept Him and do His will and honor the Father, what did He say? He said, the same is my brother and sister and who? And mother. If you want to find a virtuous woman, hey, if you're listening out to our Facebook or Lick Creek Valley website, we've got more in the church now than I've seen in my over a year, I guess. You want to know who the virtuous woman and the brother and the sister and the mother is? Hey, right here it is. I'm looking at it. What are you looking at out there? Talked to Geneva yesterday. She said, I'm feeling better. Won't be long. I'm back with you. She said, I pray for everybody in the church. I can see that faded mom praying down the pews for all of us. Who is our mother? Who is our brother? Who is our sister? I tell you who she is. She's a virtuous woman. She's a trainer to the young. He's an example to the young. And you know what they do? Whatever he says. When I was growing up, they'd tell us to do something. They might have to do it two times, but that was it. They didn't stand you in the corner. When my daddy spoke, he's either that or shoe shop. My mother, she corrected more than anybody, more than daddy did. This, some of you will get this, some of you won't. Mama didn't tell me on and on and on and on and on. I thank God our heavenly mother, she's got a lot more patience than my mama, my real mama did. She'd jerk a hide off of you. Can you not see what I'm preaching this morning? They'd cry. She'd cry when she'd do it sometimes. And I'd wonder why she's doing that. I'm the one hurting. Can't you see the mother? Can't you see the brother? Can't you see the sister? The mother. She's a crown to her husband. could say a lot there, but the wife ought to be a crown to her husband. The church ought to be a crown. Paul said, "You are my crown. You are my joy." Who is our mother? Who is our brother? Who is our sister? I tell you who they are. Them that'll do the will of the Father. Them that'll do whatever He says to do. Let's bow our heads this morning. Church, I appreciate you. I got a message I've been wanting to preach, but I felt the need to go this way this morning. Come back tonight and we'll share it with you. But our prayer and heart's desire is that we'd look at the Mother Church. Some of you's moms has gone on, and some of you's wives has gone on, but I feel like that they would say, "Hey, keep up the work. Keep on keeping on. Keep doing what you're doing. By the grace of God, we'll get to be together one day. And it won't be very long." Paul talks about the ship that's beaten and battered. Sometimes our mom gets tired. Sometimes they get to where they seem like they can't get around like they used to. Can you not see the church? Why can't they get around? Why can't they do like they used to? Nobody's willing to help her. Nobody's willing to be a part of her. Heavenly Father, there's so much to say and so much to think about today, Lord, here on Mother's Day. And we love you, Lord. We thank you for your word. Lord, it just stirs us up night and day and helps us, keeps us on track and keeps our mind headed and focused the right way. Help us to honor the Mother Church. And Lord, if we've got an earthly mama today, we pray, God, we go tell her we love her and do whatever we can. Lord, I know some things are limited to what people can't do. But I pray, Lord, you'd give us a heart one for another and lead us and guide us. Bring us back at the next appointed time. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For it's in Jesus' holy name we do pray. Amen. Amen. I wondered this morning before we dismiss if somebody has a special prayer request.